Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
First of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 2nd of March 2020 from Manx Radio in the Isle of Man. A 30-minute look at the latest news, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, is the TT at risk from coronavirus? The minister responsible speaks. The Promenade Medical Centre patients have got to go elsewhere. Could be you. The vice chair of the post office reveals why she resigned. The Isle of Man Municipal Association is under threat. The Vikings invasion today to clean up Manx beaches. And the UK NHS is not on the table in trade talks. First of all, the update news
Man
headlines.
Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
Fast am I, Ed Oldham.
Fast am I. TT organisers are on high alert following the latest international guidance on coronavirus. That's according to Enterprise Minister Lauren Skelly as the spread of COVID-19 affects sporting competitions around the world. However, Mr Skelly insists plans are progressing as normal. The Vice Chair of the Isle of Man Post Office Board, Tanya August Hansen MLC, has resigned from the role. It follows what she describes as a disparity between the Post Office retail strategy approved in Tynwald last year and the practical rollout of it. Magistrates have given Douglas Mann a last chance after he defied a driving ban, warning him next time he'll go to jail. 33-year-old Peter Granalek of Loch Promenade appeared before magistrates at Douglas Courthouse. Further afield, four more people have tested positive for coronavirus in the UK, taking the total number of cases there to 40. The newly diagnosed patients all returned from Italy, which is facing the biggest outbreak of the infection in Europe. Meanwhile, Ryanair is cutting a quarter of its routes in and out of Italy because of the outbreak. It says it's due to a significant drop-off in bookings for what is one of its largest markets. And former England international Daniel Sturridge has been suspended from all football-related activity until June. He was found guilty by an independent appeal board of breaking rules in relation to using inside information for gambling. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or follow us on Facebook. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
28 minutes to 6, the Ronalds Way Met Office indicating a strong wind warning in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. No storm, no gales, but dry tonight. A moderate to fresh west-southwesterly strengthening overnight to bring intermittent showers. Overnight low is 4 degrees. Jemert, Tuesday, cloudy and showery in the morning, drier and brighter in the afternoon, a fresh to strong west-northwesterly, decreasing later up to 7 degrees tomorrow. Overnight to 2 degrees into Wednesday. Ukraine frosty at the start, then dry with sunny spells. A light to moderate south-southwest. 7 degrees top temperature on Wednesday. Sunset tonight, a minute to 6. It's getting dark at about 25 past 6. Low water, 27 minutes past 10 tonight. The early high water, 26 minutes to 5 a.m. Sunrise in the morning, a minute past 7, and low water, 25 past 11.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
26 minutes to 6. MotoGP, Formula One, Italy's Serie A and rugby's Six Nations have all had their schedules disrupted by COVID-19, the coronavirus. On the Isle of Man, TT organisers insist they're planning the event as usual. We asked you on our Manx Radio and Manx Radio Motorsport Facebook pages whether COVID-19 affects your travel plans. The majority insisted the illness wouldn't stop them coming to the TT. And the man responsible, the Enterprise Minister, Lauren Skelly, gave this reaction to Manx Radio's Sean Cowper.
Very encouraging to hear that. And as we've stated and continue to state, it is business as usual. So if you're booked to come to TT, we look forward to welcoming you. Clearly, you know, we're very alert as to what's going on, and we'll respond in appropriate measures. But what I would say is if you're not thinking about coming and you haven't booked, please make an inquiry now. We know there is, I think there is still some space, particularly around practice week, that might actually be available. So we're encouraged that people will make those inquiries and hopefully solidify it and come here and enjoy the greatest motorcycle event in the world.
We have seen this weekend MotoGP have had to make a cancellation. F1 have cancelled one of their races as well. If coronavirus were to continue to spread, what would be the cut-off point for making a decision about TT?
Well, we're clearly monitoring this, and you'll hear from the health minister. You know, he has a daily call in, you know, with counterparts in the UK. We're following, as we tend to, obviously, with these sort of things, international standard. So we're on high alert, but we would absolutely say it is business as usual, and we would like people to not just for TT, but just come into the Isle of Man and visit, and you know, our beautiful island. And of course, we have a cruise ship in the bay here today, which is beautiful to see, and you know, real nice backdrop, and we want people to enjoy our island. So whilst there is no restrictions, please take full advantage.
You say there are places still available. Is that usual at this time of year? Would that normally be sold out by now?
There are always pockets we find, and the old-fashioned people come for 2 weeks. Say old-fashioned, it used to be that would be the only option. You can only book accommodation for 2 weeks. But now people tend to come in anything from the 2 weeks or more, because, of course, you've got the pre- and post-races down on the Southern 100 circuit, which is a great event in its own right and well worth taking in if you possibly can. But people come in all the way down to day trips now. So the way the flights do work, people do even come down for come to the Isle of Man for a day trip, a taster, and then of course we hope they'll come back and enjoy more.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
And also at manxradio.com, the minister, the health minister, David Ashford, MHK, is on video talking about coronavirus and the legislation that's being introduced. That's at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chapser Ramsey. Something else on Mr. Ashford's desk is the case of the 4,300 patients presently with the Promenade Medical Centre in Douglas. They're to be allocated to other practices in Onchan and Douglas. They've been told by the head of primary care that they'll be contacted before the end of May with more details. At that stage, if they, and this could be you, wish to raise objections, then that's when you have to do it. Manx Radio's John Moss has the story.
Earlier this year, the Promenade Medical Centre said that due to being unable to attract a replacement doctor for the long term, they were looking at closing down the practice. But they emphasised that they and the health department were working together to identify how best to ensure the continuity of GP services for their patients. This latest statement speaks of the dissolution of the Medical Centre GP partnership at the end of June. So it seems the closure is now going ahead. It goes on to assure patients they will have access to a GP at the medical centre up until the end of June. After that, your GP registration will be reassigned to another GP practice, they're told. It goes on, patients will be reassigned based on their postcode and any individual needs which have been pre-identified. For example, mobility issues or specific medical requirements. The department, patients are told, is currently working with Douglas and Onchan practices to identify the number of patients to be allocated to each practice. This is 4,300 in total. It goes on to offer assurances that transitions will be undertaken as easily and appropriately as possible. Primary care officers are to write to patients before the end of May to give details of moves, and patients can raise concerns at that time, they're told, or indeed now, if they have current concerns. There's no need to take any action at the moment, the statement says. Now, two sessions have been arranged with the health minister and or the interim chief executive officer, Catherine Magson, so patients can put their points directly to them. Now, these will be at the South Douglas Old Friends Association on Finch Road on April the 1st, that's a Wednesday, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and then again on April the 6th, a Monday, at the same venue, but at 12 noon until 2.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 26 minutes past 2 this afternoon, arriving back on the Isle of Man after 6 o'clock tonight at a quarter past 6, then round and off again at 7:45 off to Heysham. And no problems as regards weather for the next few days. The Fastcraft Manannan is in dry dock in Camel Leads in Birkenhead, having her electrics checked at the moment. She'll resume her seasonal services 3 weeks on Friday into Liverpool, March 27th. The first sailing of the year to Dublin is the day after, March 28th, and she heads to Belfast on April the 8th.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The future of the Isle of Man Municipal Association is under threat due to the falling numbers of local authorities. Commissioners and councillors meet once a month as part of the group to discuss common issues, exchange ideas and quiz government ministers. Each authority sends a handful of members to the association and pays fees of about £200 a year to cover its cost. But after the mergers of Laxey, Lonnon and Macauld into Garth and soon Rushen and Arbury, the group's income suffered and its financial future is now at risk. The chair, Vivian Quain, explained the association's predicament to local democracy reporter Ewan Gorn.
Because we're losing through the joining up of local authorities like Garth, we've lost two memberships. And now that Rushen and Arbury are joined together, we're losing another membership. And over the years, they lost Onken and Onken Village. We still have Onken. Kirkmichael, there used to be two there, Kirkmichael and Kirkmichael Village. That's only one now. The membership is the only income we have. The only thing we really pay is an honorarium to the secretary and one to the treasurer. That is all we pay out.
So local authority reform is actually hurting the municipal association?
It is, in a sense.
So what can you do to reverse that? It seems to be the trend at the moment. So there'll probably be more mergers down the line.
There could be, but in that case, we'd have to... Well, the fee will go up. That's what it really amounts to. And we don't want to put it up too much because we don't want to discourage people from being a part of it. And all I can really say is if anybody that's not a part of it wants to come as an observer to our meetings, they are very, very welcome. They'll meet people they don't normally meet. You hear things that perhaps you read in the paper but don't understand exactly what's going on. You know, you hear them from over the hill and everywhere else. So, yes, it's very interesting.
And are you appealing to those remaining boards to come and get involved? Because there's an election soon, so there might be new membership and they might have new ideas. Do you think that could be a potential way of keeping the association afloat?
Well, that's what we are hoping, because the election is in April and there'll be a new board, and it would be lovely if some of those members, or we could get them all to come together for one evening and let them see what goes on, and then they might be interested to see that it's not just a talking shop, that there's more to it than that. I'm appealing to anybody that's going to be a new member, please get in touch and let us tell you what goes on.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
Manx businesses now have access to support regarding the outcome of Brexit negotiations next year in the UK. The Department for Enterprises issued the Brexit Business Checklist, which covers cross-border trade, taxation, currency risk and product regulations. To further support the businesses, the department's also introduced new funding for Brexit consultancy under the recently refreshed Business Improvement Scheme. You can find out more information about the scheme and checklist on the Department for Enterprises website.
Y Manx. Technology. Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit ymanx.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets were mixed as investors weighed prospects for a global monetary policy response to mitigate the economic impact of coronavirus. US stocks rose in volatile trading as Wall Street tried to rebound from its worst week since the financial crisis. The US dollar slipped as investors bet on the US Fed easing policy in a bid to counter the negative impact of coronavirus. Oil prices rose, reversing an earlier fall to multi-year lows as hopes of a deeper cut in output by OPEC. Gold rose as expectations grew for policy easing by the US Fed and other central banks to help boost the coronavirus-hit global economy. In corporate news, Ocado, Morrisons and Sainsbury's were all higher, with traders suggesting that supermarkets are benefiting from customer stockpiling amid concerns about, you got it, coronavirus. On the downside, BA and Iberia parent IAG was the worst performer as investors continued to fret about the impact of coronavirus. In the numbers at the close, the FTSE 100 was up just over a percent at 6,654. The DAX in Frankfurt down a fifth of a percent at 11,863. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones up 2.5% at 26,016. And in Chicago, The S&P 500 up 2.25% at 3,020. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 27.7 cents and €1 14.5 cents. In commodities, gold up over 0.5% at $1,595 an ounce. And a barrel of Brent crude up over 3.5% at $51.94.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Manx Radio Sport.
It's 6:15. First of May, Tim Glover.
Backers are through to the quarterfinals of the England Hockey Men's Tier 2 Championship after beating Bowden Seconds on penalty flicks at the NSC yesterday afternoon. The game finished 3-3 after 70 minutes, with Elliot Reid, Chris Bass and Andy Whiting scoring for the home side. Backers then held their nerve in the penalty flick showdown to go through 5-4 with Andy Whiting, Chris Bass, Shay Christensen, Will Hassel and Captain Jamie Brown, all successfully converting. Backers will now play away to Repton in the next round. Valkyries ladies, however, are out of the England Hockey Investec Women's Tier 3 Championship, but after a thrilling struggle away at Ashbourne. The game ended 3-3, sounds familiar, with Andrea Littlejohns on target twice and Amy Speed with the other goal. Well, the side still couldn't be separated after the game went to a penalty flick shootout, and a marathon sudden death competition eventually resulted in Valkyries going out 13-12. The Swiss Soccer League has been put on hold for at least 3 weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak. It's after clubs rejected the possibility of playing matches behind closed doors. Switzerland's introduced a ban on events that are expected to draw crowds of more than 1,000 people until the 15th of March in an effort to stop the spread of the disease.
6:13. This is Update Live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. The UK government stressed that their NHS is not on the table as it decides to trade plans with America. The 180-page document pledges to maintain food standards, lower import taxes and protect animal welfare. Separate trade talks with the EU are getting underway in Brussels today. The former International Trade Secretary Liam Fox says the UK could benefit economically from its potential plans with America.
Both sides in both the European and the US negotiations have a lot to gain. In the US, you've got the world's biggest and the fifth biggest economies looking to see whether they can remove unnecessary costs. For example, British businesses pay about £500 million in tariffs going into the United States. That's completely an unnecessary cost. If you look at the specific examples, for example, that the Americans will want to look at, British cars going into America are subject to a 2.5% tariff. American cars coming into Britain, because it has been in the EU, is a 10% tariff. So there are lots of things that both countries will want to remove as unnecessary costs, both to business and to consumers.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
6:12. The London City 4:25 came in over an hour late at 6:28. Elsewhere, everything's arriving okay. The departures obviously knock on that... 5:05 to London City has been knocked back. The BA flight will be over an hour late. Departures for Dublin went ahead. The 5:35 went 10 minutes early. Later departures for Edinburgh, Manchester, Liverpool and Gatwick showing no problems. On the roads, the airport roundabout at Castletown's got temporary narrow lanes in operation for curbing and road drainage works. The Ballasalla to Grenaby, that public right of way there continuing. It's the closures closed. It's safety reasons, track erosion between Grenaby Road, Ballasalla, and the Ballamoda Road at Silverburn Bridge. Do take care. The Ballakill Ferrick Road in Colby is closed for sewer lining and manhole refurb work between Main Road and Ballakillowy Road. King Edward Road in Gravel's got three-way 24-hour signals for ongoing roadworks. And also look at, oh, by the way, the Church Road Marina is now open, although the Finch Road one-way system is still reversed. Do take care. And everything's at manxradio.com. All the trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks and Douglas Prom.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions
670145. The Vice Chair of the Post Office Board, Tanya August Hansen's, resigned from the role. It follows what she describes as a disparity between the Post Office retail strategy, approved in Timball last year, and the practical rollout of it. Miss August Hansen, who's a member of LegCo, told Manx Radio's Alex Watton why she made the decision.
I suppose having been through the 6 to 5 day week negotiations, you know, with the postal workers and the changes to pay, the changes to pensions, we've dealt with so much, and I've been so supportive of them. But we brought the retail strategy to the Council of Ministers, moved on to Timwald, and that was then approved by Timwald. I've since then sort of seen a bit of a disparity between the wording that was brought in the strategy and what's actually being rolled out. And I suppose it's not the post office. I don't think that it's anybody's fault specifically. I think it's just kind of the way that it started off, because of course, like, we've only just started moving on this from the consultation onwards.
If you're leaving, does that mean there's not necessarily a strong consensus within the board at the moment? Is this a representation that there isn't agreement and how this is actually being done?
I think that with me having been part of the board, perhaps the consensus is sort of breaking away, and perhaps I'm not the best person to then be driving this strategy forward with the post office. I've got them this far, but perhaps somebody else with a different mind might be able to move this strategy forward. But I personally, if this is the way that we're kind of going to proceed, then that's just not where my own sort of compass is at, and perhaps I'm best used elsewhere and outside of the post office.
Well, doesn't it need somebody in there though to challenge decisions?
Of course. Yeah. Well, it does have a couple of people that are in there that are very, very much sort of interested in that ratio between the financial and the social responsibilities that the Isle of Man Post Office has. So it's not like those voices won't still be heard. It's just that increasingly, I suppose, the more that we talk about this rollout, the more frustrated I'm feeling. And I suppose the place that I'm at the moment is that I feel that I'll be better served challenging from outside the board than inside it.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
Cruise liners coming to the Isle of Man have come for a certain amount of stick over their perceived carbon footprint. But when a Norwegian liner arrived today on its shakedown cruise, the effect they had on the island was rather different. John Moss joined the Vikings.
Time was on this island, if you saw 150 Norwegians on the beach, you grabbed the wife and the goat and headed for the hills. Not today. Bill Dale's beach buddies just continue to surprise. When the Norwegian cruise liner, the Fridtjof Nansen, berthed this morning, those passengers voluntarily were bussed down to Castletown and Derbyhaven beaches, where they were given bags and they got to work.
We have the same problem. All over our coast, we have a very long coast in Norway, so we have the same problem as you have.
What have you collected?
It's bits I've seen a lot of stuff.
Bits of plastic, and that's a rubber ring of some sort.
Some stuff we don't even know what it is.
And I don't know what that is. And that's the top
tin
of a bottle, isn't it?
Plastic, like this kind of ropes or stuff. I don't know what it is.
Does this depress you when you see beaches as beautiful as this covered in rubbish?
And we didn't see the rubbish first, but then if you have a closer look, you will find quite a lot, like just lying around like this one.
Just
like
a bit of plastic there.
Yeah.
Are you from the cruise ship?
Yes. We came here with the cruise ship now, a new cruise ship, for the first time in that port with the ship. And we decided to get all our guests together and do something good. And I'm from Austria personally.
That's a bit of pipe, is it? Something like that.
Yeah.
There is an awful lot. Someone back there said you don't see it immediately.
Yeah.
And then when you start looking, you do see it as well. It's a bit depressing, isn't it? This rubbish. Yeah. Where'd you come from?
We are all from Estonia.
Estonia? Do you do any of this picking up of rubbish there?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have the Let's Do It campaign.
Yeah.
It started from Estonia.
What's it called? Let's Do It.
Yes.
It was extraordinary to see this enthusiastic army at work. Island guide John Shakespeare was there to help.
With Jorge, you'll arrive on the beach, you think, why are we here? Because it looks absolutely...
And the amount of rubbish and the amount being collected is depressing,
and
really, isn't it?
That's Bill's message, isn't it? Beachbody's message. You think it's clear and it's not.
There's a campaign on the Isle of Man for the buses to be free, but we've been beaten to it by Luxembourg. It's become the first country in the world to introduce a free-for-all public transport system. As of last Saturday, the 29th of February, passengers can ride trains, trams and buses for free in a move aimed at reducing traffic congestion. The policy will affect about 40% of Luxembourg's households and will cost the Grand Duchy's treasury €41 million a year in revenue. Well, you'll still have to buy a ticket if you head to Luxembourg if you want to go first class on trains or make use of certain night bus services. Fare free, no problem, no ticket in Luxembourg. Absolutely free public transport. Do you think that'll ever catch on the Isle of Man? That's it for Update tonight. Just after the news at 6 o'clock, Ewan Gorn's here with the political programme Agenda from 6 to 6.30. And don't forget David Ashford, Minister of Health, in video at manxradio.com. Updates available as a podcast, by the way, via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com. And updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham and producer Howard Kane. Make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to Manx Radio's YouTube channel. Oh, by the way, tonight, if you like brass band music, Ian Cotchier's along at 9 with Time for Brass. I'm Andy Wint. Have a good rest of your Monday. W-I-N-T. For authentic Italian cuisine, it has to be...